تشریف لے آئے.
Former Prime Minister Imran Khan and the Pakistani army were two sides of the same coin. But since his ouster earlier this year, he's become the most popular politician to ever directly challenge the country's military.
There are blatant violations happening here, but a state of terror has been created in people's minds that Pakistan's army is untouchable. Don't say anything to them. They can do whatever they want. Pakistan's army will be stronger when there is accountability. It will not be weaker for it.
Khan blames a conspiracy for the attempt on his life in Waziribad earlier this month. Top leaders deny any involvement.
Imran Khan has blamed me as the Prime Minister and the Interior Minister and a senior army officer. So I say again, if there is even the slightest evidence that I am in any way involved, I will not only resign, I will leave politics forever.
The baseless and irresponsible allegations by the chairman of the PTI party against the institution, and particularly a senior army officer, are absolutely unacceptable.
Imran Khan's political rise came only when he aligned himself with the army. His fall, like many before him, when he tried to push his own agenda. Now he's tapped into public anger against the army, often seen as controlling the country's affairs from behind the scenes.
Today, these people, America's dogs, America's lackeys, are acting against their own people.
Our beloved soldiers are our brothers. We are nothing without them. But don't act as if you are angels. There are bad people among you. Get rid of them or risk worsening the growing hatred for you in people's hearts. I implore the army chief, you've done enough dirty business. Now have mercy on us.
Still recovering from gunshot wounds at his residence here in Lahore, Imran Khan has said that in the coming days, he will join his supporters in Rawalpindi and lead them the rest of the way to Islamabad, completing the long march and continuing to ask for early elections. But open criticism of the military has potentially put him and his supporters on a collision course with one of the largest standing armies in the world. Khan is a threat to the status quo, the primacy of the military in Pakistan. While no prime minister has ever challenged the army successfully, some have died trying. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Lahore.